Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Throwing it down, Twisted Tuesday style. Andrew McKinnis from Wager Talk will step up against the Daily Double tonight. We had Steve Merrill. Now we're going to get to Andrew McKinnis. We'll see what McKinnis likes on the college hardwood tomorrow, if anything. He'll do better than I did today. Dear God, I think somebody's got a voodoo doll out there. Someone's got a voodoo doll. Last week they were putting like pins in my back, and I'm actually going to a chiropractor tomorrow. Once again, I'm actually feeling much better. Not that too many people care or ask me, but it's a cold world, isn't it? But I am feeling a lot better. Now I just need to start winning again. All right, that's what I got. I just got to start winning again, and then everything will be fine. Right? Everything will be fine. But I've been screwed over. I've lost in a lot of different weird ways. I've been way off with some college totals. College basketball is Russian roulette to begin with. You know, Grand Canyon was a nice pick this evening. Kansas was a screw job. Fortunately, one thing that, you know, saved us from total depletion, the Seattle Sounders. Let's go, Sounders. Sounders get it done tonight, MLS playoffs. They beat FC Dallas this evening. So Gonzaga, these guys have lit it up so far. Gonzaga get West Virginia. And I'll tell you what, Huggins got himself quite a basketball team this year as well. All you need to know about the respect factor for West Virginia is the fact that Gonzaga are only 8.5-point favorites in this game. So we're going to break down that game with McKinnis and more. Pete Yiannopoulos steps up and in. We talk NBA basketball, of course. We've got the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll try to get you caught up to date as much as we can as far as the Ravens are concerned. But considering it's the middle of the night right now and I don't have the phone number of the head coach, John Harbaugh. I don't have his phone number of his hotel room, so I think we're going to be kind of have to wait until the morning and find out what they announce about who's in and who's out. I remember in the old days, I used to have a producer that was psychotic and would be willing to cold call anybody, except cold calls are not a good way to go, all right? Cold calls could be, you know, you can cold call someone once in a while. When I say cold call, like if I told like the crew right now, listen, I need you to call Martin Brodeur right now, live. You need his opinion on something. Like you don't know him, or you're calling him at 1 a.m, but do it. Do it. Like that anger management class, Andrew McKinnis, Wager Talk, Raven Steelers, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Go on, you stupid horse. I got my last $10 on you. No, don't look at me. Run. No, don't come over here. Oh, boy.
Late Night Anger Management Class Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Shout out to Rico. Kicking it. The Rico Act in the house in Toronto, home of the Raptors, like Big Will throwing it down. Big Will wondering how come the Raptors aren't playing on Christmas Day, because the Raptors are no longer the defending champions, and the NBA, ESPN, TNT no longer have to acknowledge that they exist. All right? Right now. That's why they're not on Christmas Day. And quite frankly, they sucked on Christmas Day last time. All right. So shout out to Deerslayer as well. James McInnes kicking it in Australia. Lisa in Oklahoma. We're going global. Andrew McInnes steps up and in Wager Talk, Sports Memo in the house. We had Steve Merrill on earlier. Let's bring in McInnes, who I saw over the weekend was lighting it up with his NFL props. NFL props, you've taken a page out of my playbook, McInnes. I see you're really becoming a fan of the quarterback completion props this year.
Yeah, good to talk with you, Gabe. It's in one of those things where, you know, you find a trend and you stick with it. And I know that you've done that exact same thing with the punting props. So it's kind of what I found with these completion props. And it's good because you can find either a successful strategy with a team you expect to win or a team you expect to lose. You know, I've been taking a lot of teams where, remember when DiNucci was playing for the Cowboys? I mean, I cashed that guy's completions over, man.
Yeah. I like your style, McInnes. And you know what? Listen, one thing from experience with these props, they change. Because I'm sure you notice, right? I'm sure you're like, oh,
freaky,
man, I used to get this guy at 22 and a half, and now he's 24 and a half. Now he's 25 and a half. They, especially at this time of the year, the books have adjusted the prop numbers a lot. So you sort of get hot with a prop, and you're going to have to find a new one after the fact. But listen, man, I like the quarterback completion one. I haven't been doing it as much this year, actually. I don't know why. I know the numbers are, like I said, I get scared off by some of the numbers. They're always so tight. But you're right about the worse the quarterback, the better. You know what I mean? Or at least like even Lamar Jackson, not that he's not good, but I remember I took Lamar a couple of weeks ago over 16 and a half. It was the Patriot game. 16 and a half completions. Dude, he was like 14 and 19 at the half, right? In the first half, it was too low. What other props have you been hitting? What other, like, besides the quarterback completion prop, what else has been your favorite props?
Yeah, one thing I'm looking at is at a big part. An example I'll use is Kareem Hunt. So, obviously, Cleveland, they're huge, huge rush heavy. Obviously, Chubb has been amazing as well. But looking at a guy like Kareem Hunt, looking at secondary running backs, just because you're getting that great number still, a lot lower than you're going to get with that RB1. And a lot of these teams these days, the more and more we're seeing with the NFL, these secondary options are getting just as many rushes or close to that same amount of numbers of attempts. However, that number is like 25, 35, 40 yards less. And I think it's a great opportunity there. We're doing a prop it up show on Wager Talk, and Gabe, and a lot of times we're talking about receptions versus yards. And I'm finding that really interesting. Look at a guy like a lot of the guys in the chat right now are talking about Will Fuller. He's a guy where I would say he's a yards guy. Not anymore over the next couple of weeks, obviously, but looking at the yards versus the receptions, and certain guys, you know, are going to get maybe two or three catches, but they're going to be for, you know, a huge distance or a touchdown prop. I heard you talking about it the other day on your show about Mike Evans. He's a guy, he might get two or three receptions. One of those might be in the red zone. So just looking on narrowing in on those type of props and, you know, trying to find the best value. What about you, Gabe? I mean, do you ever really care about the price when it comes to those props, whether it's the touchdown props or the receptions, or is it just the bet that you're getting you care the most about?
Yeah, you know, but like I said, the price changes. A good example is, I really think, Mikaitis, you attack the props earlier in the year, or at least you keep adapting, right, to them. Because, look, a good example is like Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook, earlier in the year, Mikaitis, he was minus 140 to score a touchdown, minus 125, minus 130, you know, basically. And he scored touchdowns, bro, in the first five games of the year, six games of the year. And he got hurt. When he came back, it was minus 300. Can't bet that. I'm not betting a minus 300 to score a touchdown. Listen, the touchdown prop is an interesting debate, actually, about... A touchdown prop, are you swinging for the fences? Are you looking for value for that? Hey, listen, no, like, look, nobody thought David Moore was going to score a touchdown last night, but that was the first touchdown score of the game, right? David Moore, nobody had that. But, like, you know, like, if you're getting plus money, and a good example is look for tomorrow, actually, Mikaitis, with Baltimore, all right? Nobody wants a piece of Baltimore COVID this, RG3 that. If you look, every one of their players, you're getting pretty good value to score a touchdown. Gus Edwards, plus 175. Dobbins, plus 175. Mark Ingram, plus 175. Justice Hill, plus 360. RG3, plus 360. Marquise Brown, plus 380. Pretty big numbers, right? So they're basically staying. They don't think they're going to score a touchdown, almost, Mikaitis. So to me... You know, you look at that, it's pretty good value with the Baltimore touchdown props here. Now that the key is picking who's going to score a touchdown.
Definitely. You know, I think there's two different options you look at when you're looking at anytime touchdown scores. It's either pick a few guys and pick the value. You know, I had Amari Cooper to score a touchdown the other day, got that huge long bomb pass where he turned into a touchdown. I also had Lamb with him, and You can pick a few teams where they're expecting not a lot of touchdowns and get some great value. But another one that I'm looking at, Gabe, is kind of the exact opposite, where it's not really the value you're looking at, but just, you know, you're going to get touchdowns. If you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and a lot of their games, you bet Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill to get a touchdown. How many times this year are you getting two out of three of those?
Yeah. Right. And honestly, another thing, Mikaitis, is, and I know it seems bold and stuff, but how many times has Tyreek Hill scored in more than one touchdown? So you just sort of take a swing for the fences, the old two or more touchdowns, right? But you're right. With the Chiefs, you know, that's why I said, and I didn't take everybody. Right again, I was on the air before the Buck game, and I said, listen, Tyreek Hill scores touchdowns. Mike Evans scores touchdowns. But you're exactly right. Between the Fresh Prince of Helaire, between Hill and Kelce, once in a while they'll mix it up. Hardman might score every now and then. Watkins has been out of the equation recently, but I can't disagree with your theory. And for the record, here's RG3 passing yards, 165.5. That's lower than Ben DiNucci's numbers were. Ben DiNucci was like 192 or 180, something like that. Wow. RG3 rushing yards, 27.5. Let's find RG3 completions. RG3, oh, dear God. You're going to like this one, Mikaitis. 14.5. 14.5.
Wow.
I didn't think it'd be that low. Like, that's like Kendall Hinton, like, number. Like, 14.5, bro. Wow. Like, they're acting like RG3 is, like, dead or something. Like, he's not that bad, guys. Like, I know there's some younger people out there, but we're talking about a guy who was a mega star, and there's a reason why he's still in the league. You know, he's not just there because of his name. He can obviously play. They wouldn't have him as the backup quarterback if he couldn't after all these years. And he's held people off and beaten other people, like, on the depth chart and stuff for this job. 14.5. Do you like the over, Mikaitis?
I would take it. It's a low number.
It's almost one of these deals, whether you like it or not, you almost have to take it because it's so low. We were just talking about these low numbers. 14.5. Well, Ben, you know, for the record, Ben Roethlisberger. Hold on, we're going to a break. We'll just get your thoughts on the other side here. But Roethlisberger's completion prop is 25.5. And I never win when I bet anything under, man. But, dude, is he really completing 26 passes? They're going to run the ball a lot and stuff. The D-line of Baltimore is beaten up. They're going to run the ball a lot. The physical game, they have to play again on Monday or Tuesday, whatever the hell it is, Monday against Washington. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Got some bad news for you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year. The league folded.
Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
Late Night Anger Management Class. Wager Talk in the house. Sports Memo. Andrew McCann is throwing it down with us. So we've got Wednesday afternoon football. WAF, hashtag WAF, as I'm calling it. Wednesday afternoon football. Unique situation, obviously. Pittsburgh going to play Washington on Monday now. So that's another thing, McCann. So, you know, like I said about like Ben Roethlisberger, are you ready to pull the trigger on Ben Roethlisberger? Over 25.5 completions in a game that has such a low total, in a game that they're playing another game on Monday, Wednesday, Monday, division rival. They could be up. If Baltimore like is depleted by COVID, Pittsburgh could be up and just run the ball a lot. I'm thinking, and also if they're 10-point underdogs, if you're just going by this script here, RG3 is going to be playing from behind. So, therefore, he would dinks and dunks. I'm not saying he's going to be completing a million bombs, but, you know, drop-offs, dinks and dunks, bubble screens, etc. Playing from behind, 14.5 completions is not a lot. And Ben Roethlisberger, 25.5 feels like a lot to me. What's your take on the Ben Roethlisberger one, McInnes?
I'm telling you, man. It's one of those things where I'm in the exact same boat as you, Gabe, and I've thought the exact same way over the past several weeks. But like you said, sometimes you have to change your way of thinking a little bit, and the numbers change and things like that. And I'm actually going to start looking a little bit more on the teams that I think are going to win the game. And I'm still going to follow that same strategy sometimes with the completions or maybe even the yards with the losing team. But let's face it, I mean, the other side of it, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, is how is that team going to win? You know, they're expected to win by so much. How are they going to get there? You know, they're going to have to get there by having some big plays, some big throws. Pittsburgh's, you know, last game, 32 completions for Big Ben.
He throws a lot.
30 completions. You know, that's the thing. And I'm not trying to disagree with you. It's more so just one of those things where we got to ask ourselves, yes, the opposition is going to be down, but how is that team going to get up? you know, and maybe they are going to run the ball late in the fourth quarter, right?
Look at the Cleveland game when they won 38-7, 14 of 22. You're right. Like, but the thing is, if you look at his completions, and look, he's gone over 25 and a half in four of the last six games, guys. Okay? But they're all really close games. 27-24, 28-24. And look at this, McKinnis, against Baltimore, 21 of 32, 182 yards.
Right.
He actually had his, his one of his lower statistical games. You can't call it the worst game because they won. And he didn't have a big stat game against the Browns, but it was a blowout. They just ran the ball all day. But so, you know, he completed 21 passes last time they played. But you're right. It's not like it's 28 and a half or 29 and a half. Like, he could get to 26, even if it is a blowout and they run the ball a lot. I get it.
Yeah, I don't really play this angle too much. As much as I'm like somebody that likes to say that players and teams are humans just like me and you are, and they get up for some games more than others. I think we can all agree on that. It seems to me like this Pittsburgh team is pissed. You know, they are ready to go. They've been waiting on this game. The players, you could call it what you want about how they're tweeting and talking smack about the NFL. But when it comes down to it, sometimes you like to see no mercy. And I've been learning that with college basketball. Some of these teams have no mercy. And if Pittsburgh team is ready to rock, they will have no mercy for at least a large portion of that game. So I'd look at that, and I think this could be a pretty good game here. To look at some of the longest reception or something like that, or longest completion even for Big Ben. I could see a pretty, you know, long toss. And that's something I'd really expect. This is one of those things where I think a lot of people are going to expect a lower scoring game. I like the over here, Gabe.
It's pretty low total.
Low number.
It is. Guys, this is the list here. So Broderick Washington, probable. Baltimore. Defensive tackle, Broderick Washington, probable. Linebacker, Jalen Ferguson, COVID, probable. Mark Ingram, probable. J.K. Dobbins, probable. And then it gets just into the craziness. Guard, D.J. Fluker, questionable. He's got a back injury. It's not even COVID. Will Holden, COVID. Guard, questionable. So Matt Skura, guard, questionable. Guard, Makari, questionable, COVID. Defensive, Jiha Ward, questionable. Derek Wolfe, questionable. Pernell McPhee, COVID, questionable. Like, holy crap, McKinnis. It's really tough right now, and I'm not trying to cop out, but it's tough at this hour right now. And we're going to have to find out, like, you know, they announced about 90 minutes before the game who's really in and who's out with this stuff. And you know they're taking tests and negatives and trying to get guys in if they can. But another thing, McKinnis, is, they haven't practiced at all. They weren't even allowed, like, they weren't even allowed around each other type thing, you know, due to them being forced to play the game. So you've got a bunch of new starters. You got a new quarterback. You haven't practiced. It's a tough spot. Like, it's got, you know, I can live with the over as well, but it's got to be Pittsburgh or pass. Like, ultimately, I've tried to talk myself into Baltimore, but I just can't do it, McKinnis. It's got to be Pittsburgh or pass.
I'm trying to look up the number right now, Gabe, and it's loading up. But how about this? How does this appeal to you for a defensive touchdown tomorrow? Doesn't this game just scream sloppiness? I mean, I told you I like the over, but doesn't this game just scream sloppiness everywhere you go? I mean, talk about a touchdown prop. We're talking about value with these minus 120s or a plus whatever. Baltimore defensive touchdown, I'm not really too interested. Pittsburgh defensive touchdown, plus 470. Not a bad number for a game I expect to be quite sloppy, ill-prepared.
But you're assuming, well, why wouldn't Baltimore be able to score, too? Like, Baltimore's defense knows they're going to have to try to make plays as well. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
And another thing is, right, too, like, you're talking sort of like RG3s like Ben DiNucci or Carson Wentz, that there's like, oh, he's going to turn the ball over a million times. Like, I don't assume that.
Well, Tom Brady turns the ball over. He's Tom Brady. I'm not saying anything bad about quarterbacks that throw interceptions. Everyone throws picks.
I know, but a pick, will RG3, like, I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm not going to talk you out of it. It's probably going to hit now. And if you don't bet it, you're going to be like, freaking Morency, I should have taken the bet. Now you have to bet it. I was just going to say.
And I'll come back on tomorrow night if it hits.
Yeah, instead of just discounting the other side, I'm saying, you know, you could bet will there be a defensive special teams touchdown in the game, not specifically a team, yeah. right, as well. And you're not going to get the 470. Right. You'll get plus 250 or something.
Yes, I agree with that.
So what? So you like the over? What about a side? Are you going to stay away from the side here in this game?
I'm staying away, honestly. You know, I'd love to be able to come on here and give a side, but I'll tell you, I loved Pittsburgh at the number we were getting several days ago. But I don't know if I'm willing to lay this number. This honestly feels like one that it's going to be competitive, and then it'll be a couple, you know, game-changing plays in the end, and which is why I like the over. I think there's going to be some action in this one, and you know, obviously, anyone is hoping there's going to be some action in this game as far as a Wednesday afternoon football game, but it just has that appeal to me. Everybody thinks the line has moved, there's the injury list, there's moving the game again. It's going to be a boring game. I think it's going to be the complete opposite. And what's the old saying that everyone always says, play the number, not the teams. This, you know, I don't know how much people buy into that. I like using that sometimes, but I think it's a perfect spot here to say, hey, wow, this is a low total with these two teams. I mean, let's look at how many points Pittsburgh's putting up per game on their own. And this total is 42.
Yeah, they played last month and they put up 52, right? What was it, 28-24? Looking up the history here of these two teams in the past, you know, that's the thing too. You know, you have all this COVID stuff and you forgot all this, but it's still Baltimore and Pittsburgh as well. Like, you know what I mean? It's still Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Sure.
And, you know, they hate each other so much. There haven't been a ton of blowouts over the years, but this is a unique situation. Look, 28-24, 28-10, 26-23, 23-16. So they have played around this number before, even when healthy. And now you throw in the fact it's a Wednesday afternoon. And I was wondering if, you know, the NFL, you figure it's always happened before that there'd be a game on a Wednesday before, right? And it turns out there was in 2012 due to President Barack Obama speaking at the Democratic National Convention. They moved a game from Thursday to a Wednesday. And it was the first time that they played a regular season game on a Wednesday in 64 years. So, you know, we have a little bit of history here. Hey, I don't mind some action here, McInnes. So listen, McInnes, I brought this up earlier. We were talking about the NBA around the corner. What's the deal with the NHL? When's the NHL officially starting? Every time I hear new start dates all the time. What's the deal with the NHL?
It's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. And, you know, I think there's a lot of lawyers getting involved. There's a lot of money deals. The problem is, and I've talked about this on your show before with you.
Is it the money?
Because there's no fans, and how much you guys are going to lose
exactly, and all that type
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah. Because the viewership money is not nearly what it is in the NBA, like you've talked about on podcasts as well. And the thing is that people don't understand is that everyone calls these guys greedy, right? Oh, they're being greedy. They don't want to play. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's your job, if it's my job, if it's the person down the street at the convenience store, they want to get paid what they were supposed to get paid. And that's really the problem right now, is that it's not as easy as it seems to be.
They have contracts.
Got a college basketball pick, though, for you.
Bring
on the other side, if you want.
All right. Yeah, all right. Hang in here. Good stuff, McInnes. We got Gonzaga, West Virginia. I want to hit this NHL a little bit more as well, because it's funny. Everybody praised the NHL players before. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
I enjoy it. It's a hobby. I don't know why Michael Jordan decided to do an interview before an NBA Finals game talking about gambling. And the fact that he was wearing the shades and stuff was just too classic. But God bless Michael Jordan. Maybe he's got a basketball team now, actually, with LaMelo Ball and Richie Cunningham, Gordon Hayward. And that was pretty big. Andrew McCannis, Wager Talk, Sports Memo in the house with us. It's pretty big. I don't know if you saw. Gordon Hayward says he has no ill will towards the Boston Celtics. I'm thinking, that's pretty big of you, bro, considering they gave you $34 million a year to do nothing for the last 3 years. Like, no ill will. Like, no ill will. Yeah, what do you mean, no ill will? Like, why? Like, oh, no, when I saw that, I'm like, whoa, what do you mean you have no ill will? Like, why would you have any ill will? We traded for your sorry ass. You broke your leg. You were never the same when you came back. You ruined our team chemistry, and you disappear in big games. You've got no ill will? I swear to God, man, it's like that guy, Yu Darvish. I'm a Dodger fan. Yu Darvish, like, oh, I got to show the Dodgers. Show the Dodgers? You cost us a World Series. You started two games. You got lit up like a bong on the back of Snoop Dogg's tour bus. Like, you're going to show the Dodgers after. Yeah. Suck it. Screw you. So we'll get to the college basketball mechanics, but just McKinnis, big hockey fan, as we all are. McKinnis, great hockey capper. And, you know, I was looking forward to the start of the NHL. I thought everything was smooth. I thought they're just good old Canadian boys. They never complain. They just want to play. And remember, McKinnis, it was funny because baseball players were son of a bitch bastards at the time. NBA players take one day off and the sky falls, McKinnis. Oh, my God, they didn't play one day or for 3 days. And how dare they? I'm never watching again. They're so selfish. And everyone, like, remember even it got into politics. Oh, look at these guys. They're not kneeling for the anthem. Yeah, because they're all from Canada and Europe, bro. NHL, what are they going to kneel for? They're on ice, right? They're not kneeling. But anyways, NHL just got this. Like, NHL, and you know this, and you live in hockey land. So hockey players, it's like the Don Cherry stuff. A hockey player could be like a date rapist scumbag, but if he's wearing a suit, Don Cherry, oh, look at him, he's well-dressed, good Canadian boy, right? So hockey players got this, like, every other athlete's a scumbag, greedy, selfish. Hockey players play for the love of the game and want to win the Stanley Cup. Well, McKinnis, here we are, buddy. Where NHL players are like, you know what? F you, pay me, right? It's no different. It was just the timing, guys. It was just the timing of it. NHL players are every bit as selfish and as greedy as every other athlete out there. All right? They might be tougher, yes. They might want to win more, yes. But they're every bit as greedy. Every bit as greedy, McKinnis. And I'm on their side, though. I don't blame the players in this stuff. They got to be reasonable. Yes, there's less money with the fans. But at the same point in time, if the owners make more money because they sell more tickets, the players don't get more money. So there's like...
Exactly.
You've got sort of these trillionaire, billionaire guys saying, oh, help me out on this. It's like, dude, you would not help me out. And in fact, you'll cut me as soon as I suck. So I don't want to hear about woe is me. You know what I mean, McKinnis? Like, I'm on the player side with this stuff, but the players also have to be reasonable. There is less revenue coming in. And one thing, as you stated, McKinnis, and it's totally true. And guys, the NHL is unlike the NFL and the NBA. The NFL, as you see, the NFL doesn't have a fan in the stands. They're still going to make $9 billion this year. All right, the NBA lost 22% of their revenue. The NHL, you know this, McKinnis, teams count on ticket sales in the NHL. The TV money's good, but it's not mega good, right? So ticket revenue is big. So the owners do have something to negotiate here. You can't just say suck it to the owners, but there's got to be a common ground.
So here's what happened, actually. So I looked it up here. Alan Walsh, NHL agent, also a lawyer. The players agreed to accept 72% of their contracts due to the pandemic. NHL owners cannot now assert they don't like the deal and demand $300 million more from the players. So pretty much what's happening is, I didn't realize. So I don't want to make
totally
everything
clear. Totally on the player side. They totally on the player side already.
Yeah. So it was 72%.
They already losing
28%.
They already losing 28%.
And now the owners want more. So. And here's the thing. You made a great point, because it's like a really big misconception that people think that I love hockey. I think I can talk hockey better than a lot of sports, but I actually grew up playing basketball. So you look at these hockey guys, right, growing up around Canadian cities. You've seen it in Montreal. You've seen it in Toronto, even where I'm from in East Canada. The hockey players get away with all of it. Everyone loves a good hockey player, a guy that gets on his shirt and tie, goes to the rink, you know,
exactly.
Cause that's what you're supposed to do as a Canadian kid, right? Good for you. You have a shirt and tie on. Maybe you, you know, you're this most disrespectful guy in school, you know? So it's one of those things, but I wanted to ask you something because it's really important what you said. I think a lot of people don't realize this about hockey. Hockey has less casual fans than every other league. You either love it, or you're not, you know. I think you either would watch, you know, a Detroit Red Wings versus the Minnesota Wild or nothing, because this is the thing. I had somebody say to me, well, there would be just as big of a parade if the Toronto Maple Leafs won as there was with the Toronto Raptors. And it was the biggest joke that I've ever heard, because there's not nearly as many casual Maple Leafs fans as there were with casual Raptors fans. Would you agree with that? I mean, you're either a hard hockey fan or you're not a hockey fan at all.
Yeah, you know what? Hockey, the hockey, it depends on the market, right? You look at a place like Las Vegas, hockey is new and it's booming and it's sort of spiking upwards. But you look at Toronto, as you mentioned, as an example, and I know because I lived there before. Dude, I used to get in taxis and they always had the Raptor game on. They always had the Blue Jay game on. They never had the Leaf game on. And I remember, dude, like watching the changing of the guard, and I was walking down the street and all the sports bars had the NBA TNT game of the week on the big screen instead of the Leafs. And I was like, wow, it's like, this is real. Like, it's just like, and you know what? It's the cultural demographic and stuff. Hockey's a niche sport. Let's just call it out for what it is, right? You know, in America, it's a very white sport. In Canada, it's a sort of, like you said, basketball is way more popular than hockey. Like, if you look at the television ratings, it is this. Like, you know, jersey sales, et cetera, merchandise. I say it all the time, McInnes. You know, go to a local high school and, you know, see what are kids wearing. You know, are they wearing Austin Matthew jerseys? Are they wearing New York Ranger jerseys? Or are they wearing Steph Curry jerseys and LeBron jerseys? You know what I mean? Like, what's the young demographic into? Hockey is sort of like baseball in a sense. It's kind of an older crowd, hockey. I mean, it's like it's an older crowd. It's a great sport, though, right? It's great. The NHL does a terrible job reaching out to people. Like, they really do, you know, because the NHL isn't, you know, it has a reputation and it's for white people and stuff, and it isn't. But the NHL doesn't do anything to try to change that perception, which is, you know, kind of embarrassing on their half. Like, NASCAR puts more work into it than the NHL does. But it's a great sport. But that's unbelievable. The owners want more, right? Oh, we want more. It's always, they always try to, because they always think, and you see this, McInnes, all the time. And it sounds like you're more on the side of the players, but you see this all the time. Whenever this stuff happens, you'll see people on Twitter. I'm sure I'll find tweets right now talking in the links about these stories that I work at Walmart for $15 an hour. My grandfather worked at a coal mine. You know what I mean? And you're making $10 million a year, and you're upset that now, because what they'll do is that the team's leaking. Well, instead of 10, he's going to make 8.8. And it's like, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, how dare you? You know, I'm a truck driver. I work here. I bust my back in a factory. And I always say, you're not as important. Like, you don't have the same skill. You know what I mean? That's why you're making what you're making. And they are. It's supply and demand. No, it's true. You'll see that all the time, like they're equal. So what do you think, guys? So, well, you were getting high and you were getting laid and you were slacking off or doing whatever you were doing when you were a kid and you're a teenager, and now you have an average job. And so the guy that actually sacrificed everything in his life, grew up piss poor, you know, got beat up by a bunch of people a million times through hazing and this and that, finally gets paid. And only has a 6 or 7 year window to make money, but he should do it for free since you have a crappy life, right, McInnes? You know, like, sports fans are so stupid. And the owners always know that they'll turn on the fans will always turn on the players all the time. And the funny thing is, like, remember Lev Bell? Oh, how dare you, Lev Bell? You know, you're making $60 million and you want 80. That's disgusting. You suck. You're taking the side. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers have like $6 billion, right, guys? Like, to them, it's 10 cents, right? But it's amazing. People will always take the corporate side. It's nuts, McInnes. People will always take the corporate side. But we could rant about this all night. College basketball, big game tomorrow, Gonzaga and West Virginia. But you're looking under the radar. It's something else. What are you looking at? I know this is the time of the night that you normally dig in and start crunching the numbers. So what are you looking at right now?
Yeah, I'm a late night guy. That's probably why I'm always watching your show, which is great. But this is usually the time that I'm watching and the lines and taking a look at things. But one pick I do have is Tennessee Tech taking on Xavier. Xavier, 22.5-point favorites. They've been off to a pretty good start. Pace, to me, is everything with totals. This team has a 10-second shot clock, Gabe. They've never even heard of a shot clock before. These guys are in a rush to get a shot off, and they won't. They literally don't care. They'll play ISO ball right away. The opposite of team basketball. There's no motion offense. It's just get there, find the open look. No look's a bad look with them. I think you know where I'm going here. I talked about it earlier with the football game tomorrow, with betting a good number. We're seeing 138. You know, 138 here and a half as this full game total. I'm not seeing too many first half totals. I do recommend first halves a lot of the time when it's games that are expected to be blowouts because, as you know, games do die out, which also means the scoring and the pace dies out. If it's available, if you see that tomorrow for all the viewers out there, Tennessee Tech, Xavier, first half over. Do like the full game as well, though, at 138.5. It's far too low of a total. Tennessee Tech looking to be in bounce back mode here. They're not very good defensively. They've got a few guys that can score the ball. And if I see a good pace that I like in this game, it'll be exactly what I want. And I think that's a great spot here for an over.
Great stuff, Andrew. McInnes, all right, McInnes, great stuff. Where can people find you online? Wager Talk Sports Memo, YouTube, Wager Talk TV, and on Twitter, right?
Yeah, Wager Talk TV for all my video content. Also, a new channel we have now, Gabe, Free Sports Picks TV as well for some free sports picks that we give out in all sports. Just like two-minute videos on Twitter, at McInnes Picks, and a brand new NHL podcast in the works coming up.
All right, I can't wait. Let's hope they work everything out and they drop the puck here as the owners need to shut up. That's quite a concession. The players have already lost 28%. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Late Night Anger Management Class. All right, I really enjoyed that with McInnes. Nice to have him on the program. Wicked Wednesday is always great. Babano, Cam, Stewart. I tell you what, the quickest 120 minutes in sports is turning into the quickest 180 minutes in sports. Pete Annapolis still going to step up and in and join us. We'll take a look at some of these props for the Baltimore and Pittsburgh game. But, man, it's a tough one. It's a weird one. We'll take a look at the numbers. It's a weird week in the NFL this week as a whole, actually. You know, you got a lot of backup quarterbacks, a lot of games that are just going to be sort of blowouts, to be honest. And, you know, we've been talking about the NFC East a lot because it's one of the only competitive divisions that you can still bet on. But it's crazy. I think five wins actually might win this thing. You know, it might be an exaggeration, six. I don't know. Can any of these teams get to six? I know they play each other, but how many times do they even play each other? So basically, like, everybody, and look, I've had a crap week this week, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And the light at the end of the tunnel is betting against the NFC East teams. Like, how are any of these teams going to win this week? So the New York Giants have Colt McCoy, and they're at Seattle. That's not going to end well for them. The Philadelphia Eagles blow, as we know. They're going to Green Bay. All right. That's not going to end well for them. So we'll take, just add up this money line parlay, essentially. The problem is, as of right now, Washington and Pittsburgh is not on the board, and Dallas and Baltimore are not on the board. So the question is, Lamar Jackson going to be back for the, is he going to be back for the Dallas game? That game's now on Tuesday. That game's on Tuesday. But so look at the NFC East teams this week. So it's New York at Seattle. The Giants aren't winning that game. The Eagles are at the Packers. They're in big trouble there. Washington is at Pittsburgh. And Dallas is at Baltimore. I would say maybe you can make an argument that maybe Dallas, because maybe Baltimore still have a ton of COVID cases. But, yeah. Dallas are pretty putrid. All right, level three coming up. We'll get into NBA and more NFL. Late night entrance class continues. Bring it.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.